Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Well, the timing couldn't have been better for that advert. I've now got in the studio Andy from St. Francis Hospice. Andy, how are you doing?
I'm very, very well. Thank you very much for having me in the studio, Joe.
It's nice to meet you. It's the first time we've met.
It certainly is. I think I've blown you away with my bright colours.
You have, actually, yeah. I can definitely see you from a mile away, to be fair, yes. But Andy, listen, we've got lots going. You know, wonderful thing about being on Drive. I used to be here on a Sunday night, Andy.
Okay.
And the thing is, I used to love doing my show, but you never see anyone. Apart from Nigel, who we all love.
Okay.
But it's so nice to meet all new people and especially find out what's going on in the community, in my community as well, in Haven. So, Andy, for people maybe just listening for the first time, give us a little bit of info about St. Francis Hospice.
Oh, wow. St. Francis Hospice is an incredible organisation. We kind of opened our doors coming up for 39 years ago, and we provide end-of-life care for people in the areas of Havering, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge, parts of West Essex as well. Mm. We don't just support the patient, we support patients' families as well. And it's a very, very unique charity. But it needs a lot of support, which is why we come into studios like Phoenix 98 FM, who have always been, I may add, very, very good supporters of the hospice.
Yeah, well, I certainly found out more just being part of Phoenix FM as well. And when I'm talking to people locally as well, they all talk about, you know, St. Francis Hospice and how it's touched their lives, because it's almost 40 years.
Fact of the matter is, Joe, it's like one in three people that will touch, whether it's your friend, whether it's your relative, whether it's your neighbour.
Yeah.
So it will touch one in three people within the community.
Yeah, it's really sad to see, isn't it? But having your organisation there does make a difference. Now, how can we help? Because you've got another event coming up, right?
Massively. Our latest campaign is so very important to us. As everybody knows in this country, we have the coronation coming up right now. That's really heavy rain in the background.
Yeah, I do apologise. Yeah, it's not any sound effects going on. I thought I might have been touching something wrong on the desk there, Andy. Thanks for pointing that out.
And I thought I'd caused the storm, but I haven't. It's behind me.
It was sunny when you walked
in. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, no, you know, everybody in this country knows that the coronation is coming up in May, and everybody's getting geared up for it. Now, actually, this is at the request of His Majesty the King. He's asked that communities come together to support local causes over the coronation weekend. Now, as far as the hospice is concerned, you know, we can't be at every single event at that weekend. So we're planning on doing it on the weeks leading up to the coronation and afterwards as well. Now, this is kind of replacing our cuppa for care. So we're calling it Coronation for Care.
Yeah.
So all of your listeners can get involved, whether they're having street parties, whatever they're doing to celebrate the coronation, they can do that for St. Francis Hospice. We're talking bake sales, we're talking street parties, anything like that. And the fundraising team at the hospice are happy to assist you, whether you need banners, whether you need T-shirts, whether you need collection buckets, whatever you need, we can help you. And let's all get together as a community and keep the work of the hospice carrying on at the King's command, I may say.
So we can't say no, can we? But there's a fundraising pack as well, so it's got all the tips as well to make it more successful as well, and just a wonderful, memorable event, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anybody that's listening right now, if you go to the website, that's all the W's, sfh.org.uk, you can get all the information you need. But Coronation for Care is going to be absolutely fantastic. We're looking at a sea of orange everywhere, and it's people enjoying the celebrations of the coronation but also supporting such a fantastic local cause.
Yeah, and when we say the community as well, it's not just Brentwood, it's Barking and Dagenham, all of Redbridge, West Essex itself, and my manor, Havering.
Absolutely.
As well.
And I think that's the big thing about St. Francis Hospice. A lot of people listening would not realise that we are one of the largest adult hospices in the UK.
Yeah.
And that's not because of the size of the inpatient unit, it's because of the boroughs that we cover. So that's five boroughs.
Yeah.
Joe, that's almost a million people.
That's just astounding when you put it in figures like that. The basic stats really hit you, doesn't it, like that, to be fair. But listen, the cuppa for care used to have, so basically it's the same sort of principle, as that.
Yes.
But if that people haven't got time and don't want to run an event, but they still want to do something, they can still have a kind of cuppa, invite their neighbours in, do stuff like that at any time leading up.
Of course they can. And this is what we're stressing. I know there's a lot of emphasis on the coronation weekend.
Sure.
But again, people are just supporting realtors that I've been speaking to today, local estate agents, etc., they all want to do things, but we can't all do it all at the same time. So what we're saying is don't put yourself in that window. If you want to prepare, do something leading up to the coronation or slightly afterwards. It's all going to help at the end of the day.
Amazing. Well, I'm just going to play a quick song and then I'll come back to you. And we can say our goodbyes and find out a little bit more information.
That'd be all wonderful.
Right, great stuff. We are family, and we are, and we're here with Andy of St Francis Hospice. Are you still feel nice and settled? The rain stopped now as well.
No background noise at all, Joe.
None at all. Now, Andy, you threw a few stats, actually, that surprised me. What other stats have you got? Because I think sometimes when people actually hear that, it makes you realise that, actually, yeah, I'd like to do something and raise in anything, even if it's a fiver, is something. So
I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Joe, because I think if you actually think about how much it costs to run a hospice, it's frightening. And when people just want to do something on a very low scale basis, I'd never want people to think that it's not even scratching the surface, you know. So I think you have to look at what's achievable. I mean, an hour of hospice at home care costs £66 for one patient. So if you imagine, in some of your listeners think about doing the coronation for care, you know, you relate that to what they can achieve. So if that's what a patient who's receiving hospice at home care, we can do that. It's achievable. It's absolutely achievable. I mean, you know, if you're looking at the bigger picture, each day of care on the ward costs around £826. So you're getting a really good idea. I've discussed with you off air, you know, the NHS and the government, they do give us money towards our running costs, but it comes out around 28%. So you flip that. We've got to raise over 70% in voluntary income.
So,
but it's a challenge that we take on and we do it every year. So, and what's really important is that when people are referred to St Francis Hospice, they get the ultimate care possible. And everybody that's contributing is contributing towards that.
Yeah, and the money goes straight there as well, because it's not just about the person that's requiring the help. It's also family support as well, Andy, isn't it?
That's really important, because we don't just concentrate on the patients. It's patients' families as well. Mm. Let's face it, Joe, when someone is living with a life-limiting illness, it's not just them that's living with it's their partner, it's their family, etc. And here's a really interesting thing about the bereavement counselling sessions. Just last year, we saw 389 adults and we saw 96 children. Now this is the thing, hospices do so much more than you think. And so when we do lose our loved one, it's really important that those that were living with our loved one are able to move forward with their lives. And that's what the family support team there at the hospice, that's what they provide. And I've witnessed that myself, Joe.
And it's something that you wouldn't think that a hospice would provide, but you do. But that's with all the, you know, the 40 years worth of experience that you've got, and you've seen the challenges that, you know, everyone from the families and friends.
Absolutely. And as you know, with grief, everybody is different. There are people that I get to know with my job, which is a real privilege, I must say. But there are people I get to know, and within 6 months they've managed to move forward with their life, and they're quite positive. There are other people that are 2 years down the line, they haven't moved a day forward, Joe. And I think what's really important, what people need to understand, is that if you are referred to the hospice, if you've come under the umbrella of St Francis Hospice, those services are always available to you. So if you don't tap in until 2 years after, that's still possible, and then we can start helping people progress with their life.
Well, it's an invaluable service for the whole of our community and beyond.
Well, I think this is the really lovely thing about hospices in this country. They're not in competition with one another. They all provide the same work. It all works in boundaries. Wherever you are registered, wherever your GP is registered, that determines what hospice that you come under. And I've been to other hospices as part of my work and seen the work that they do, and it's much of a muchness. But yes, I sit before you a very, very proud representative of St Francis Hospice.
Yeah, it's been lovely chatting to you, Andy. But if we can just go over again how we can all help out in any small or big way.
I would like the listeners of Phoenix 98 FM to really get involved in Coronation for Care. If you need more information, follow us on all the social media formats, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. But more importantly, go to www.sfh.org.uk, and all the information for Coronation for Care will be there. The fundraising team will assist you in anything you want to do. And once again, Joe, thank you to Phoenix 98 FM for giving us this opportunity to come on, speak about our work and making sure that St Francis Hospice is there for this community.
What a lovely way to finish off the show. Listen, not the show, we've got another couple of hours yet. But Andy, it's been an absolute joy speaking with you. And well, I'll certainly be plugging it and pushing it and put it all over my personal social medias and media as well. But thanks again, Andy, for everything that you do for our community.
Thank you very much, Joe.